Change is never easy and it often creates discomfort. But when people come together and change for the good of humanity and for the good of Mother Earth, we can accomplish great things. A very good morning to all of you at Dhanirankarji. Taking reference from the above quote, I am here today to talk about Earth Day, which is celebrated on April 22nd every year. This year, the theme for Earth Day is Climate Action, which involves the steps that we all have to take collectively to face the enormous challenge of climate change. This climate change stands as the biggest threat to the future of humanity and to the life support systems that make our world habitable. But before I talk in detail, I want all of you to close your eyes and imagine what the perfect neighborhood and community would look like. What do you see? Are there trees and flowers blooming in the springtime? Is there a park nearby or a pond where people can go fishing? Can you hear that chirping of the birds? And hey, can you see that clear blue sky? How beautiful everything looks, right? Now just open your eyes and picture that same neighborhood. Except now, in the pond you can see floating trash, where no one wants to go fish. Instead of the trees and blooming flowers, you see poured concrete. There is no park to play in, because there is a landfill there instead. It doesn't sound inviting for the birds to tweet. The sky also chooses to hide itself behind the smog. This is what is happening and could continue to happen if we don't do something about it. I know we all are facing a pandemic currently. And do you know who's responsible for this? We, the humans only. But like every coin has two sides, so has this virus. On one hand, where it is taking the lives of so many people, on the other, it has given that much needed time to Mother Earth to heal herself for the coming generations. It is now that we can see a clear blue sky. We can inhale clean and fresh air. We can hear the birds chirping. We can see clean water in the rivers and ponds. And all of this has been possible because we, the humans, are staying at home and not exploiting the nature. And most importantly, using the resources judiciously. I know we are being forced to do so. But let's just convert this force into a habit. A habit of using the resources judiciously. A habit of loving the Mother Earth as we love ourselves. It is high time that we humans take a lesson from this pandemic and realize that the Earth does not belong to us. Rather, we belong to the Earth. So let us strive together to make our Earth a more beautiful and a much more better place for the generations to come. Finally, I would like to conclude with the following lines. Our Earth is special, there is just one. It gives us water, soil, and sun. People and animals share the land. Let us all lend a helping hand. You can save water and plant a tree. Make a better home for you and me. Recycle things. Don't just throw them away. Make every day an Earth Day. Make every day an Earth Day. Thank you.